consular complaint. We are always taught that the British Embassy is here to help us when we get in trouble abroad, aren't we? The experience of a friend of mine when he had his passport stolen recently tells a somewhat different story. Despite the process being called provision of an emergency travel document, there is no emergency out of our service, so we had to wait until the following morning to replace the passport. You also have to make an appointment. You don't, however, make an appointment to have your passport stolen. There are no photography facilities at the consulate. My friend had to walk to the local photographer who the consulate has a contract with, a familiar pattern for how the British government delivers services, and pay 10 euros to have his picture taken. The end result was that my friend had to pay £100 for a flimsy passport, which was exchanged at the Eurostar terminal for a photocopied piece of paper, which was valid only for the journey home. This is more expensive than the £72.50 cost of a full 10-year passport. Clearly, the British Consular Service sees misfortune as a revenue opportunity. I found that the consulate treats people with the same contempt and indifference that the government does. Embassies aren't there to protect our interests, but the interests of the elite. Clive Walter, Birmingham.